Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. For those of you who continually sit in doubt, worry, fear, and anxiety, tell me something. Since you do get to choose your response to anything, why would you deliberately choose to respond in doubt, worry, fear, and anxiety? You see, folks, I've sat in that seat before, and I know exactly what it feels like to stress myself further over money, relationships, and my career, while at the same time distancing myself further from God. And if you're busying your brain with worry, then how in the world are you going to think up a solution? One of my favorite physicists, Niels Bohr, said, "Never express yourself more clearly than you're able to think." I enjoy thinking and reading about parallel universes on a spiritual and scientific level. In fact, my magazines of choice are Omni, Discover, and Scientific American. Oh yeah, that's the good stuff. That's where the meat of the universe is, of course, second to the Bible and the Gospels. I am first and foremost a spiritually motivated gal. I'm also very holistic in nature and a woman of science. All three of me, spiritual, holistic, and science, agree with one another. That's just who I am. Believe it or not, I have a very skeptical nature and I do not buy into something just because it sounds flowery and spiritual. I have to believe. And once I believe, I stand in my belief system. I enjoy knowing what is possible merely by me thinking of it. Therefore, I'm able to manifest it physically, whatever that is. I believe there is a trust issue that many of you are dealing with, or should I say, not dealing with. William Shakespeare said, "Nothing can come of nothing." You must remember, folks, that you have free will and you have God on your side. How cool is that? I mean, seriously, you can use this free will to change your course at any time. But you must first choose to trust God. That's the bottom line. I believe the first thing on the free will agenda is trusting that God has your back and He'll support you as you consciously work through your problems. If you're still thinking of a problem the same way you did yesterday, then what kind of result do you think you're going to have today? You guessed it. You're going to have the same problem. God gave us discernment so we can choose and decide. We are smarter than you think, and you should use this gift to your advantage. But if you're doing nothing, then nothing happens. Albert Einstein said, "You cannot solve a problem with the same energy that created it." And it's true. No two opposing energies can hold the same space. I say that on my websites all the time. If you're thinking negatively, then you are certainly not thinking positively. You can't do it. And if you're thinking negatively, how can you think up a solution? I talk to an incredible amount of people every single day by phone and through the email. The main theme is always fear. Whether that's career, relationships, or money, it's always fear. And why is that the first choice? I've said it before and I'll say it a million times more. If you're thinking in terms of doubt, worry, fear, and anxiety, then you are not talking to God. This means you are having a conversation with the booger who has hold of your attention because it is his intent to make you fearful. That fearful negative energy, that's what I'm talking about. So how's that make you feel? As long as you are talking to the booger, then you are not following the path that God laid out for you. Einstein also said, "You cannot simultaneously prevent and prepare for war." I'll share a little secret with you. I've probably shared it before, I can't remember, but it does bear repeating. Late one night, it's about 3 a.m., and I'm always up late. I mean, I only need 4 hours sleep, so I'm up late and I'm up early. But it's 3 a.m., and I just realized that I had created this website, DrStanley.com, my other website, and I became completely overwhelmed. I just checked my stat counter, and the visitor log completely freaked me out. I just stopped and looked at the visitor count, and I got really scared. I mean, really scared. I went into the bathroom, and I sat down on the side of the tub, and I grabbed a Kleenex and started crying. In nearly a yelling voice, I cried out, oh my God, what have I created? I can't do it. Oh my God. What have I done? I was like, I can't do it, Captain. I can't do it. And I just started crying and just started sobbing in utter fear with my face buried in my hands. I realized that I was growing exponentially. Now keep in mind, I knew darn good and well that the booger was putting fear into my heart at the exact moment I realized that I was growing exponentially, because that is the booger's job, to keep me from doing my job. But I also believe that my faith in God is stronger than any fear the booger can put into me, because I'm just not open to the negative energy. The booger uses fear to stop us from being who God created us to be. I believe when I use God's name in a sentence and He hears me and I choose to listen to His response, I believe God talks to me in the same tone and sound as my own voice so I can hear him clearly and distinctly. What I heard back was, "Oh, shut up, Loretta. This is what you wanted. Now get back to work." Well, naturally, I stopped crying and I stopped being scared. I giggled and went straight back to my computer and started working again because I had prayed about the stat counter results and God answered me. How you handle a problem, folks, is your choice. The bottom line is it's all choice. My fear lasted not 10 seconds. How long were yours last? In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinata go haya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.